Shameless Media.
Wondered if someone's having an affair, if their money is a little suspicious, or if the rumours about their family are true. We think everybody is carrying around a secret. And this show, well, it's all about spilling them. Welcome to the very first episode of season 4 of Everybody Has a Secret. My name is Annabelle Lee. I am your host and ultimate secret sharer. Producer Eilish Gilligan is on my left. Eilish, hello. We're first ep back. Welcome, welcome.
First ep back.
Yay. Welcome. And today, opposite me to kick off the season, is my co-host, Dylan Buckley. Hello, Dil. How are you?
Annabelle, how are you? This is so... I'm like sweating.
I always am in this room. It's always quite hot as well, so we don't make it easy for you. Dil, as is customary for newbies on this show, could you please give the listeners a bit of an elevator pitch of who you are for those unacquainted?
Geez. I'm a podcaster, so this could go for like 15 minutes.
Go Michelle's on,
already
then.
She's already sweating that this episode could go for an hour. But no, my name's Dylan. I'm a father.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've got a five and a half month old little boy. But yeah, I'm a father, podcaster. I used to play football for Carlton and the Giants. Got delisted twice. Did a bit of radio, somehow ended up here, and I'm mates with you guys. So
yeah.
I'm right.
My best friend Ella is a huge Carlton supporter, and when she found out you were coming on the show, she like actually squealed. So Ella and A listening, welcome, welcome. Dil, I don't know if you know, but we play a lot of sometimes hard games on this show. Today, to warm us up, we are going to play one called Truth or Consequence.
Oh my God.
Let me explain the rules. I am going to ask you a juicy question you're probably not going to want to answer. And if you don't, that's all G. But if you choose not to answer it, then you will be faced with a consequence that I will reveal to you after you've made your decision. Understood?
I accept.
I accept. Well, you got it. Okay, are you ready to hear your truth question?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually,
I don't like this game already. I hate this game.
I'm struggling to verbalise this question.
Why do I get the right ones? Like, can I say, I used to like, my sister used to read Dolly magazine,
mm-hmm.
and I used to like sneak in and like read. I feel like I'm doing that again, but like at 30 years of age.
This question is different to a Dolly magazine question. It's one that I, have never asked anybody. So there's always a first time on this show. Okay, I want you to open your banking app and tell us what's in it. Tell us the number.
Holy shit. That's fucked.
Okay, talk me through your internal deliberations right now. Just crickets.
It's a really, wow. I think it's a hard one, isn't it? Like, it is so funny because when I played footy, I was never on a lot of money. So, like, when I signed at the Giants and I got delisted. So I was never like a top pick to play footy. So I was always on like the base salary. And when I was playing footy, I was on 70 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was 26 living in Sydney on 70 grand and I lost money. Like I lost money being there because it was so expensive, you know, all these things. And I was definitely out for lunch sometimes, like sitting around a table with guys going, I know you're earning what I earn in a year, a month.
Yeah.
And I was buying them coffees.
Yeah, you know, you're so living like, the same lifestyle. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Finances has always been such an uncomfortable thing for me because like I didn't grow up with family, you know, like money, all those sorts of things. So like finances and me, like, I don't know if I can tell you.
Like, that's like, okay. You don't have to because we've got a consequence for you if you don't want to.
Well, let's go the consequence.
Yes.
Let's go the consequence.
Honestly, we wanted this, which is why we asked you such a tough question. So apologies for putting you in that spot. But
What if I did tell you? That's such a weird move.
You know what I mean? Such a weird move.
Is that weird?
We've had people on this show tell us like the figure that they, for example, Gemma told us how much she spent on her wedding.
Yeah.
People really appreciated the honesty, for sure.
Yeah.
But alas, you're not being honest with us today. That's all right. I'm about to tell you this consequence. You, Dil, lease out an office space to friend of the show, Tony Lodge, who was a guest on our show for season 2 and season 3. We want you... Tony and inform her that her co-host Ryan hasn't paid rent and you're sick of it. You're so sick of it.
Do you know how fucking awkward this is? I can't do that.
And now you have to go to Tony because Ryan just won't pay up. You've said you can't do this, but you're doing it. We're rolling. Oh my God.
This could be bad. I'm actually shaking. Because I asked her to clean up something the other day. She didn't like it. Tone.
Hey, mate.
Hey, it's Dylan. Dylan, the guy in the office. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good. Sorry, your number didn't come up. That's all right.
Oh, it's all right. No, sorry.
What's up?
Are you by yourself? I just want to chat to you about something.
Yeah, I'm just in the studio. The guys are grabbing coffee.
Okay, cool. Hey, a bit of an awkward one. Like, I hate bringing this stuff up. It's super awkward. Because I know, like, the other day I've been a bit of a dog around the office, like, with the food and stuff, and I know, like, I cracked it at camp, like, eating my English muffins and, like, the little pack and stuff, and, like, totally understand that that's, like, what happens. But it's just, like, gone a little bit far because, like, Ryan is, like, refusing to pay rent, and it's just, you know, like...
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I've had the baby and stuff, and it's just getting a bit full on.
You're obviously joking.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not joking. That's why, like, I didn't want to talk about it in front of everyone. But, like, I just don't know what to do.
Are you being serious that Ryan won't pay the rent?
Yeah, he won't pay it. And, like, I've messaged him heaps.
You are fucking joking me.
Nah.
On, like, mate, and, like, I know that this will just stay between the two of us, but, like, and I know that he's just had a baby and stuff, but honestly, I just feel, like, he's just really fucking pushing me at the moment. And to be pretty honest with you, like, I'm actually fucking, like, am I within with him? And, like, I'm really sorry that it's affecting you as well. Like, I'm just... sorry. I'm, like, really fucking... I just actually can't deal with this. Like,
I agree.
Can't work with this guy anymore.
Yeah, you guys should... I don't know. All right. What do we do here?
Tony! Tony, I am... Tony and Dill, actually. I've got to say I'm so sorry. Because...
Same deal, but...
Tony, you bastard.
That's what we call a double break.
I pay the rent every fucking week.
Yeah, but Cam still eats my muffins.
Oh, my God. No, you both kind of pulling the baby card.
Oh, my God. You can't it's double even... pull it.
Tony, oh, I Ryan, hated that. Dill, thanks for playing the game.
Pay your debts.
Oh, my God. Again, I'm so sorry. I'm still shaking, even though the whole time I knew what was going on.
Oh, that was sick.
Let's give you a moment, Dill.
Love you. Bye.
Dill, look what you've done to your secret letter in front of you.
I've, in anxiousness, look what I've done to mine. I've ripped it and folding it as I was freaking out.
You know what? That's so fair.
It's very organized chaos. There are like beautiful folds in there.
Oh my God. If I had to do that, I would have just, I can't do it.
Eilish, you were like massaging your forehead.
I was truly going through something instead. I feel like I traveled through time or something.
How awkward is this confrontation?
Oh. I know.
My voice gets weird when you...
You smashed it. You really did.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And guys at home, to clarify, we did actually talk to Tony and Ryan before this recording to tell them that this prank was going to happen, and they came up with the idea of let's blow it up and make Dill uncomfortable.
That works.
And you did say before recording, Dill, you were like, Tony and Ryan haven't talked to me this morning. Yeah. And we were like, oh, do you know why? It's time to talk about today's secret, which, as always, producer Eilish will read out for us.
Okay. This secret is from Anonymous. I have a secret for you, and I'm betting it's one a lot of people definitely won't agree with. Here's what you need to know about me. I am a type A marketing manager who needs to feel in control of every aspect of her life. Once I turned 25 and my brain finished developing, I did a massive clean out of everything. From possessions to people, I felt like my life was changing with every decision I made. When it comes to friendship, I like to think I'm an excellent friend and cheerleader. I love celebrating my friends and all their wins. I reply to every text and like every Instagram photo. But here's the thing. I felt like I wasn't getting the same energy back. As I was doing this big life clean out, I started to do a quick calculation on my statistics. What was my ratio of Instagram likes to followers? As it turns out, only 5 to 10% of my followers were liking my photos. It's not like I post on my Instagram grid a lot. I'd say about 10 times a year max. So I was surprised that they weren't more highly engaged with it. With all this in mind, I decided to open up my Instagram app and do a huge cull of my following and followers. I did a big sweep of all the easy cuts like acquaintances I met at weddings, people I went to high school with, and siblings of high school boyfriends. After I did that, I downloaded one of those dodgy unfollow apps to see who didn't follow me back. Mm. Once I had a list...
We've all considered that.
Let's be honest. Once I had a list of those people, I unfollowed them all. Alas, I am sure these are normal things that everyone has done. So here comes the secret.
Oh my God.
There's more.
I thought that was the
After all this work, I was still unimpressed with my engagement rate for likes on my Instagram posts. Can you tell I'm a marketing manager through and through? So I decided to whip up a spreadsheet. I made a table. On the left-hand side, I typed in the name of all my followers. In the top row, I wrote in the date of each post I made. Then I went through and marked a green square if they liked it and a red square if they didn't. I started noticing long red lines of people I thought I was close to who regularly post on Instagram but would not like any of my photos. Once someone had a super long red line, I would unfollow them.
Very visual.
I wish I had the time for this.
Not only that, but I would also remove them from my followers so they could no longer follow me. Every time I now post on Instagram, I update the spreadsheet, look at who is engaging, and cut the ones that don't.
Oh my God.
It sounds bizarre, and I'm sure a lot of people would roll their eyes and say it's not that deep, but it's honestly made Instagram a much more fun place for me to post. I haven't told a soul about the spreadsheet, but the data is honestly so fascinating. There were some crazy revelations in there, and I stopped wasting a lot of energy on friendships and acquaintances that didn't deserve it. Though I guess you could argue that energy has now gone into maintaining my spreadsheet. I encourage other people to give it a crack, even if it's just for one or two photos on their grid. I think they'd be very surprised at what they see.
I love this.
You love it.
I love it.
I love the uplifting nature in which she writes. She's like, oh, I'd encourage other people to
do
this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a slay. Oh, yeah. Dil, what are your initial thoughts that you love?
No, I like the mindset. I 100% agree with the gist of what she's saying. I think she takes it a little bit too far, like with the spreadsheet and whatnot. But I think it's smart. Like I, for one, it's so weird. Like if we're being completely honest, like there's so many people I follow on Instagram and I'm like, I don't want to follow you, but I'm too scared to unfollow them because like, I'm like, will it offend them? Like, so I just mute the shit out of everyone. Like I'm, but then there'll be a day when this muting app comes and you'll be able to see who's muted you or something.
Yeah.
So,
I actually famously have never muted anyone.
Wow.
But I think it's because, and it makes no sense because not everyone's going to like your Instagram content, obviously. But I'd still feel like irrationally offended if someone muted or unfollowed me. So I just have never.
How weird is it? It shouldn't be offensive, right? But it is. But like I have a few accounts, but one's like a personal, then my other one's my podcast account. So I try and smash the podcast account.
Yep.
And then keep my other one a little bit cleaner. Mm-hmm. But then I got to a stage where I'm like, fuck it. If you don't want to follow me, like you don't like it. So I just post everything on everything now.
Yeah. That's sage advice to follow. Yeah. I want to wrap my head around whether or not, because she says here, people might roll their eyes and say it's not that deep. And that was where my mind went. I was like rolling my eyes and going, this is kind of deepening something that I don't think needs to be deep. I'm going to give us a little more time to think about this still.
Oh, so. I need time. I'm ready.
I'm going to give us time because we've actually got to throw to a sponsor. So.
No, I don't want it.
No. Go to the ad break. Still, we're back from break.
That was a great ad.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'm really good at reading those, damn it.
I would buy that.
Thank you. Okay, Dil, so you said that you mute people.
Yeah.
And you don't often unfollow.
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Who? And I'd like names.
No, because I, like, when I go out, I'll give my phone to anyone and they're like, can you follow me? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, just
people ask you that.
It's the weirdest thing, right? They're like, can you follow me? And then it just gets to the point where I'll see someone, I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, I don't remember that person. And then I'll just unfollow it. Or I go through these massive phases of like motivation and, you know, I'll get some David Goggins, get some Goggins. And then all of a sudden I was bombarded with like Goggins quotes. I'll unfollow him. But no, I've definitely unfollowed people. Like, you know, there's that feature on Instagram. It comes up. It's like most shown in feed, least shown in feed.
Yeah.
So I sort of just go through that, check who's in there. If there's someone I'm like, I'll just get rid of it.
Yeah. Eilish, have you ever gone through a massive cull?
I have. I'm like shocked that you've never muted someone because muting is like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I went through this phase because I've been in the music industry for a while. There's a lot of comparison when you like open your social media feed. It's kind of unhealthy to be like, oh man, like this person's doing this and why aren't I doing that? Like, oh, blah, I feel terrible.
But you want to support them.
You want to support. You don't want to unfollow. You like this person so much, but it's like, you know what? I'm not mentally in a place where I want to see that right now. So I went through like this huge phase of just like muting almost everybody on my feed. So when I opened Instagram, it was just you.
It was literally
just ads for a while there and like Lady Gaga. And then it was like, this is kind of ideal. Like, this is slaying. So I highly encourage you to try muting. It's great.
I'll give it a go. I will give it a go. I wonder how I would feel if there was an app available to see who's muted me. Because I don't think I'd
want to. Oh, I'd have so many, man. I'd have so many people mute me. And that's fine. I'm cool with it too. Like, I think it's nearly a good thing. Yeah, but
totally.
I appreciate the honesty. Still want to support. Don't want to see everything I do. That's cool. But I will say this on a deeper level is when we were trying to conceive a baby, I remember like I would just fucking mute any person who had a kid. Like, and that wasn't because I didn't like them. I was like, I just didn't want to see that in my feed.
Yeah.
So like all that sort of stuff that you're saying. Yeah. I mute the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, it's really a personal thing. And also I guess if people are muting you, it's probably along your lines a compliment. They're like, deal's too successful, get him out of my feed.
No, I don't think that happens. I think that happens.
Let's talk about this person downloading that app where she can see who has unfollowed her. I am so fast. Have you guys ever, you mentioned during that secret readout that we've all considered it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like, it's not so much, I don't know, is it like a stoicism thing where I'm like, fuck you, if you're with me or against me sort of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's like it's not something I've thought about in the last 2 years. I'll put it that way. I think it's something that probably when I wasn't like happy with myself or wasn't comfortable in my own skin, I'm not saying this person isn't, but I think it was something maybe I was considering when I was a little bit more immature and wasn't like happy with myself in a way, and then I was worried about what other people think, but now I just, generally, it's all good.
I think I'm too weak. I don't want to see the people who've unfollowed me because it would feel like a personal dig.
I think there's a strength in that though, Annabelle, because you're not insecure enough to want to know. You're
Thank you for flipping that. Thank you. There's great strength in that. And now it's time, I guess, to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the spreadsheet itself. I mean, with great respect to this listener who has reached out to us to tell us about this spreadsheet, I don't really understand, I guess, how it could be healthy at all for her. Because she's framed it in a way where she's saying this has felt like a really healthy move for her. And she'd encourage other people to do it as well. I would disagree. It's taking up so much of her time and it's not really about anything important.
No. I think be like, who rocks up for coffee with you on the weekend in person rather than who's liking your posts? Like, I'm not a big tapper.
Yeah.
You know, I like to share things a lot, but like I don't go and like actively all my friends' photos. It's just.
And that doesn't mean that you hate them.
No, no, it doesn't.
And it's also like Instagram, it's a social media platform. It's not real life connection. So if you're extracting something from a like when it's not actually a big deal at all because people post, you know, their highlights reel, et cetera, it doesn't mean anything, so I'm kind of confused why she's making it mean something.
I feel like we have all extracted something from a like or a follow or an unlike or an unfollow before, though. Surely, like, there's
been... Can I say, are there any guy that's single that gets a like from it? Like, he thinks that he's, like genuine. They think they're in love, like, straight away. I've got this young guy in the office, and this girl liked his photo and goes, I think she wants to date me, bro. I think she just liked the photo, man. I think her thumb slipped.
That's true. Maybe I am actually putting myself on a pedestal here when in reality I also maybe do some unhinged shit on social media. Like if someone follows me, I'll be like, oh yeah, they're obsessed with me.
Yeah. Can I ask, are you girls in relationships?
I'm not. Eilish is.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Oh,
I'm the host. I'm
it's
the
my
host.
Truth yeah. question now. So warranted.
If you're like following someone that you're looking to fraternize with on a
fraternize with
I don't know,
you do
with,
sound like a dad
yeah, I'm not sure What, like, how would you show them on social that you're interested?
Oh, I'm a bit of a pussy. I'd probably just throw a like. Yeah. Honestly.
See, it does Flames. Mean something.
It does.
Here I am something. Talking around in circles. You know, it does. Because I
would
am.
Would you go,
comment? Oh, what would is that?
Pray.
Oh, pray. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, for the listeners at home, Dil just threw his hands up. Like, would you do this? No, I'm.
No commenting.
No commenting. I'm more of a just generally. Oh, I feel like I've been quite preachy on this episode, but I feel like generally I'm more of an in-person flirter than an online person. So I've never really commented on someone's post from memory where I've. Maybe I've DM'd before, but I've never publicly. Yeah. Supported.
Yeah. Nice.
Eilish, think back to your past. Have you ever?
Well, see, the funny thing is me and my current boyfriend met online.
Yeah.
Like during the pandemic. So everything that we did.
Everything was a hands up.
Oh, yeah. There was a bit of like praise hands emoji.
fire.
Yeah. But I think it was more the really meaningful things that I took to heart were messages. Like they weren't likes or
yeah.
Yes, you
know? Really? Are you
yeah,
sure?
Like, what
you
the hell?
Well, I guess everyone has that irrationality.
You're shallow.
Dil, what about you? You've been in a relationship for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a while. So yeah. It was before Instagram.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah, we were together in like high school. So back then it was Messenger.
MSN?
No, in between.
Okay.
Yeah, in between that little lull period. But yep. It was, yeah, Messenger and texting. That took us a while because we both weren't very good communicators online. And there wasn't I don't think there was emojis or modgies back then.
Did you say modgies?
I say modgies. Is it emojis or emojis?
I don't mean to laugh.
So, no, that's fine. There wasn't flames or prayers.
No flames.
So
yeah.
it was just script.
The whole new era.
You had to be a poet back then to.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to be a poet. It's funny. One of these talking points that we have written down on this sheet is, would you ever try the spreadsheet method? Would you? I think I can answer. Well, I'll answer for myself. I don't think I would for a couple of reasons, but mainly the time.
Yeah.
Where did you get the time? Would you, Dil?
I don't use spreadsheets in like any aspect of my life. So that wouldn't be one. No, I wouldn't.
Eilish, what about you?
It's not for me. I really love like a self-improvement hack or something like that, but I think that this is more toxic than it is helpful. No offense to our listener.
Yeah. No, I do really want to stress, because I know this person will be listening, that we all have our little quirks and maybe there is someone else out there listening that does a similar thing. Mm. Because I guess, I know I said before, like, social media, it's that's real. Ignore me. That was annoying from me.
We're all addicted.
We're all addicted and we do get in our heads about stuff. Social media isn't real, but it is real. Like, it's part of our lives and obviously we're going to extract something.
I don't know, the way she uses it is different to other people. Like,
yeah.
It's like very intimate.
And I guess making it into a spreadsheet takes it to that next level where
it's like a business.
Yeah. Almost. And it's like firm black and white, yes or no. Like means they support me if they don't see it, for example. She's taken that to mean they don't like me.
You know what? One thing I learned a while ago is like maybe this listener can take this or leave this is we all think we're the main character of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone, like we all walk around going, everyone's thinking about us. They're not liking our photos. They're not doing this. They have so much other shit going on. They're not worried about you. It's like when you have a pimple on your face, you think everyone's looking at it. No one's looking at it.
Yeah.
Like they've all got, like we've all got shit going on. Yeah. So as soon as I realized that, I was like, it's just so much easier.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something that I've realized as well. Even when it comes to posting on social media, again, I've gone on about how it doesn't mean anything, but I've definitely, a lot of my anxieties in the past have come from social media and like posting specifically. When you think about, like, I have so many drafts on my phone where I'm like, I don't want to post this because it's embarrassing. But you've often got to remind yourself, no one cares. Like, even if, for example, you do post something cringe and it's like a fleeting thought in someone else's mind, like, ah, that's cringe. They're not going to think about it again because nobody really cares about you in the nicest way possible.
Oh, I love that. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, no one really cares.
Sorry for swearing.
No, we love swearing around here. This secret actually makes me think a lot about loneliness. And I know this secret keeper hasn't said anything about loneliness and she seems maybe confident in her decision to make this spreadsheet. But I think there's also a world where this kind of behavior, creating such like a firm, sturdy spreadsheet, could have something to do with feelings of loneliness and perhaps her not knowing how to wrangle with that.
I really feel like we do all read into social media a lot more than is healthy, because we do use it in a way that isn't healthy at all. So I can kind of see how that anxiety would manifest into like a spreadsheet, which is an attempt to control something that is ultimately so uncontrollable, unless you're like Elon Musk, I suppose. But I think the thing that this listener should take away from the spreadsheet, now that it's been made, is like, close the spreadsheet, but take away the idea that Dil was talking about before, where it's like, it's the people that show up for coffee, like on Saturday morning. If you're worried about these friendships, invest some like real lifetime in them.
Yeah.
You know?
Because also aligning a like with love and support doesn't make much sense too, because I've definitely thrown around likes kind of mindlessly. I just see something and I'm like, oh, that person, yeah, and I like it, and it's, I don't necessarily scroll through or whatever.
It's actually so funny, because sometimes a like can mean absolutely nothing like that, and sometimes it can be like very intentional.
Yeah, sometimes it can be kind of performative, and we've all done it.
When I like something, it's almost sometimes more out of like, you find yourself subconsciously liking something because you're insecure about it.
Yeah.
Right, versus like the people that you're actually comfortable with, I don't have to like their stuff.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I'm liking it because I probably feel like I have to.
Yeah. I know this is kind of like a serious conversation, but this does actually make me think about our own quirky behavior on social media. Dil, do you have any?
Quirks. I'm a very quirky guy. I'm just trying to think where you want me to go here.
Sifting through all of them. Wherever you want. Wherever you want to take it. You could give me a few.
You know what, actually, something that I do is I go on my social media profiles pretending in my mind that I'm like a stranger or someone that I've just met, and just being like, what would my profile look like if I had just met myself? Do I look cool or do I look weird?
That's a really good one.
You're like, damn it, I wish I said that.
I don't do that, but I like that.
You know what I do, actually? I look at who people I'm following are following.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll either go, oh, yeah, that person, and then I'll follow them. Or I'll just generally have a squiz of the public figures and the famous people they followed. Is that creepy? I don't know why I do it. Maybe it's more of a curiosity thing.
I like that. I like seeing who the mutuals are.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, when I follow someone, I'm like, oh, how do you know them? Like, which is a big one. Okay, here's my quirk. This is really bad. I've never said this out loud. Is I'm getting so addicted to like sensory at the moment that I always have AirPods in. So I'm either like, even when I'm talking to people, which is so rude, I have like a little bit of music on. And then sometimes when I'm on the phone, I'll be talking to someone and I go to tap to like change a song because the convo's boring me. And I'm like, so I'm on the phone to like my mate and I'm like, this is getting boring. I'm like, I'm not doing it like, but I'm like going, I need more. So it's like, I just hang up on them.
I get that. I so get that. I need noise all the time.
It's not good.
Yeah, what I've realized probably in the past week, I probably should have realized earlier, is that I need to stop. I watch things to go to sleep. And then when I wake up, I like turn on TikTok when I wake up. And as I'm getting ready, I like scroll through. It's really bad. I think
it's
that's what's affecting my sleep.
It is. So boring story, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Since like I used to be a really terrible sleeper, I went through like a really bad sleeping period. I got on some medication, got through it. And now with a baby, there's a few mothers out there that will be listening to this that will hate me. But like, I've never slept better, because what I do is I do like a feed before I go to sleep at like 7 o'clock or something like that. I go to bed when he goes to bed. Just goes to bed as well at 8:30. She does the overnights. So I literally sleep from 8:30 to like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like nearly too much sleep.
My sister has a baby too, and she's going to be listening to this.
I know.
Screaming.
This is the worst podcast to ever come and admit that on. And I'm so sorry to all the beautiful mothers out there.
I don't know how we managed to end up here, but alas, we've ended up here. I am going to round this out with one final quirk of mine to make this listener feel better. Although I think she feels pretty good already, which we love. My final quirk is that, Eilish, you're going to love or hate this. I frequently duet myself singing on TikTok and I just draft it. Like, I'll just do it to see what we sound like, and then I'll just
lead
out of
it.
I love that.
That's really embarrassing. But hey, guys, it's a safe space.
I could have told you my quirk about when I was like 13 in year 9. I used to make out with the shower. To practice kissing before birthdays.
Oh my God.
There's a quirk.
It's times like this. I hate that this is purely an audio medium. I know we have video, but you showed us before, but we started recording. You're like, Held yourself up against the
wall.
I
don't remember. That's not true.
Oh my God. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you, Dil, for joining us.
I'm a bit worried about the sleep chat. But I've really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you, Eilish, for being here as always. To those at home listening, thank you for supporting the show. If you have a secret you're itching to spill, feel free to email your secret to us at hotline@shamelessmediaco.com. Everything we read will, of course, be kept completely anonymous. As for socials, you can find us on Instagram @everybodyhasasecretpod and on TikTok @everybodyhasasecret. Bye!
Bye!
Billy.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.